يعطي حياتي قرآن.
رحمن يا رحمن. You are listening to season 10 episode 26.
صدري قرآن، املأ قلبي قرآن، واسقي حياتي.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear sisters in Islam, I'm happy to meet you all once again through another We Here and We Obey Ladies Only Halaqa podcast on another Wednesday. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, today we are going to discuss Hadith number 26 of 40 Hadiths of Imam Nawawi series, sisters. Today's Hadith is narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every joint of a person must perform a charity each day that the sun rises. To judge justly between two people is a charity. To help a man with his mounting, lifting him onto it, or hoisting up his belongings onto it is a charity. And the good word is a charity. And every step that you take towards the prayer is a charity, and removing harmful object from the road is charity. This hadith is recorded in both Bukhari and Al-Muslim, sisters. This hadith is a great reminder of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed mankind. It also shows how mankind should react to the great blessings and bounties that they have generously received from their creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we discussed hadith number 25, which also talked about charity. I hope you all can remember that some of the poor sahabas came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told him that the rich among them are doing charity with their excess wealth and thereby earning more rewards than them. Upon hearing that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed them ways in which they can earn the reward of charity. Sadaqah. Today's hadith is also talking about sadaqah, sisters. This hadith also shows that the act of charity or sadaqah are not just open to those who have physical health or monetary wealth. Instead, there are numerous deeds that one can perform that are in reality also acts of charity. This hadith also demonstrates the importance of doing acts of kindness toward one another. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start off by saying, every joint of everyone has upon it a recommended charity for every day upon which the sun rises. So let's think about why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this statement. Subhanallah, if you think carefully, this hadith indicates to the marvelous creation of humans. When one thinks how humans are created and how the different parts of a body interact with each other, one cannot help but be amazed and overwhelmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned the wonderful manner in which humans have been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Teen, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily, we created man in the best mold. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّقَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the most generous? He who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion. These are some of the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. They should make humans wake up and realize that this creation has not come from nothing. It didn't come to existence from nowhere all of a sudden. Subhanallah. Instead, it must have a creator who created us, fashioned us in an amazing way. Our appreciation of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be demonstrated. Subhanallah. How do we do that, sisters? This hadith shows how we should do that, how we should demonstrate our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every one of those bones and joints, one should do acts of charity and kindness as a means of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing gratitude once in our lifetime is not appropriate. Rather, it should be done every single day. People do not think about what a great blessing it is until they become sick or old. If you happen to visit a hospital or an elderly home, I am very sure that you will definitely will appreciate what you have, sisters. Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, there are two blessings whose reward many people lose. And he said, those are good health and free time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend so much time in prayer at night that his feet would start to swell from the long standing, sisters. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked why he would do such, although his past and future sins have been forgiven, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered saying, shouldn't I be a thankful servant? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, bringing about justice between two is an act of charity. This wording implies bringing peace between two people, making conciliation between two people, judging justly between two people, and so forth, sisters. It implies bringing two people or parties together in a good cause, of course. This is very important in the religion of Al-Islam, as it brings about peace, love, and harmony between people who may have had, for whatever reason, some disharmony in their relationship with one another. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Muslims to try to conciliate and bring the hearts of believers together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. So fear Allah and make reconciliation among yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَرْحَمُونَ. The believers are nothing else than brothers. So make reconciliation between them and have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that you may attain mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned another act of charity, saying, to help a man with his mount, lifting him onto it or hoisting up his belongings onto it, is an act of charity. This is one of the simple acts by which one may please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express gratitude for the many blessings he has received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Muslims have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help one another in good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ma'idah, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help you one another in virtue and piety. In general, an individual cannot meet all of his needs without some help from other sisters. We all know that. Therefore, Muslims must come to one another's aid. Furthermore, this will help develop love and togetherness in the community. Helping one another relieves the burdens and hardships of this life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a good word is charity. Here again, one finds an excellent but very easy means by which to spread happiness and perform a charitable act. This expression, a good word, includes many things, sisters. The words used in making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good deed. Saying salam and responding to another person's salam is also considered a good word. Verbally ordering what is good and forbidding evil also considered a good word. Calling others to Islam is definitely a good word. Advising one's brother or sister, speaking to the people in a way that makes them pleased and happy is also charitable acts for the person. Further, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every step you take towards the prayer is charity. This portion of the hadith indicates that the importance of attending the prayer in congregation in the masjid, especially for men. As we know, it's not compulsory for women to go to the masjid. Every step one takes towards the prayer in the mosque is a charitable act in gratitude for the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and removing a harmful thing from the path is a charitable act. How many Muslims see something harmful in the road, yet they think that it is not their business to do anything about it? In fact, we especially Muslims, we are not giving the rights that should be given to the road sisters. Subhanallah, there is something even more despicable going on among Muslims today. It is not simply that they have forgotten this teaching of Islam. Oftentimes, we obstruct others. Subhanallah, we know how we park our vehicles. We know how carelessly we drop or throw things on the road. We know how we gathered in circles on the road and have chat causing harm to the people. A Muslim should be willing to go and remove the harmful things from the road. In fact, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, Iman is of 70 or 60 some odd branches. The most virtuous of them is the statement, they're saying, La ilaha illallah. And the lowest of them is the removing of something harmful from the path. And haya, that is modesty, is part of faith. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something very special about duha prayer in this hadith. So let's talk about duha prayer. The time of the duha prayer begins shortly after the sun rises above the horizon, sisters. Roughly talking, it's about 20 minutes after sunrise according to Ibn Uthaymeen. And it continues until just before high noon. It's also about 20 minutes before duha time. So the next question you will ask, how many rak'ah we should pray? Well, the minimum is 2 rak'ah, sisters. We can see this in this very hadith. But one may pray up to 8 rak'ah as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. They are prayed in sets of 2 rak'ahs. So it is praying 2, 2, 2, 2. The small bones in a person's hand and foot in particular, and all of the bones and joints in a body in general, form part of the marvelous creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This marvelous creation and its magnificent workings are in themselves great bounties. Subhanallah. Everyone should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each and every single day for such bounties. The gratefulness that one shows is not simply by expressing a statement. Instead, it must also be shown in acts of charity towards others. These acts of charity do not require wealth, subhanallah. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed the ways and means of doing it, and it's almost possible for everyone, sisters. As we discuss in this hadith, bringing about justice between two, helping a man get on his mount, or placing his belongings on his vehicle, a good word, and every step one takes to the masjid are just some of the acts of charity that a Muslim should seek to perform. With the nasiha, I'm winding up today's podcast. Inshallah, I'm hoping to meet you all with another podcast next week. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.